The purpose of Wealth Talk is to educate, inform, and hopefully entertain you on the subject of building your wealth. Wealth Builders recommends you should always take independent financial, tax, or legal advice before making any decisions around your finances.
Welcome to episode 124 of Wealth Talk. My name is Christian Rodwell, the Membership Director for Wealth Builders, and I'm joined today by our founder, Mr. Kevin Whelan. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Chris. Good to be with you again, and I hope you enjoyed your little trip and sunning yourself and cruising around in Ibiza.
I did indeed, yeah. And I noticed a nip in the air this morning, that's for sure, after a week of sunshine. And
don't mention a nip in the air. We're heading for a winter of discontent.
Yeah, well, we are, aren't we? And obviously, we're speaking to members and clients every day. And certainly, some people are concerned, to say the least, about all of the things that seem to be brewing out there. And I'm going to touch on some of those today, Kevin, I believe.
Oh, there's doom and gloom everywhere. There's a storm approaching, you know, that challenge that we're seeing from a lack of fuel to a lack of opportunity, furloughs come to an end. You know, so many things making people feeling like they're in the cold, a little bit naked from protection. But look, there's always hope. It's the same wind that blows on us all, even if you feel it because you've come back from Ibiza. There's so many things you can do to equip yourself to brave the wind that's on us and come out, you know, feeling actually sometimes, you know, you can feel quite warm after a brisk breeze, can't you? You feel very confident and refreshed and rejuvenated. And I think there's plenty of opportunity for us to talk about today.
Yeah. And as we know, often it's the mindset as well that dictates these things, you know, whether you believe the bad things are going to happen or you believe that you can always see some good opportunities and, you know, approach these things with a positive mindset instead of being negative about things that are going on, because the same wind blows on us all, Kevin. And
that's what we keep saying. It worries me, though, that the doom and gloom merchants jump out of their cupboard so quickly. And we're starting to see, you know, particularly around fuel prices, and we're all going to have to cut back and tighten our belt and count the number of lattes we have. I'm not counting lattes, Chris. Mind you, I normally have an Americano, don't I? But I'm not saying cut back. Look, you don't cut back. You expand your way to wealth. That doesn't mean we don't pay attention to costs. Of course we do. We do so in the program under the process called debits. And by the way, Chris, talking about debits, we had a fantastic bit of news from one of our clients this week. One of our members who posted that a little bit of connection from us in the program to one of our team who helped her review her pensions, she was discovered that through our guidance, or the guidance of our advisor anyway, saved £15,000 a year in fees.
Yep.
£15,000. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you, well, one, we're talking about quite a serious sum of money. Two, fees were being ignored. You know, fees that were there without the current wind were still there. And so financial services as an industry doesn't always seek to provide the best value for the client. They provide the service, and you know, they charge for that when there's ways to reduce that. So we're delighted and thrilled that our clients managed to save that money. Yeah. And we'll be encouraging her to give a little bit more detail of that. But suffice to say, though, if you can increase your income by $15,000, $1,250 a month, you know, your fuel bill's not going to go up that much, is it?
No. And that was for just a couple of hours of their time as well.
A couple of hours of time for 15,000. I mean, that's a good hourly rate. I know we don't like hourly rates, Chris, and we often say that. We're not looking to trade time for money. But I'd do a few hours at $7,500 an hour. It's not a bad rate, is it, really?
No, not at all. So where do we begin then? What are you hearing coming up most at the moment that's causing our members concern, Kevin?
Well, they keep saying, don't they, the four winds that blow. And, you know, what are the four winds that are blowing on us at the moment? Well, we can look at where we are in our life, in our wealth building plan, and we can see where different people are saying that, you know, there are different tragedies and different ill winds blowing. So let's deal with the employees first, right? So what are we hearing from the employees that are out there trying that, what we call the ambitious employees, aren't they, Chris?
Yeah.
People trying to make a change, being successful at trading time for money, but wanting to trade that for a different way of life, creating assets and building wealth. And what we're seeing is the end of furlough. We're seeing prices going up. We're seeing inflation. All of those are blowing on us all, but certainly they're feeling a lack of protection and feeling worried about things and think, oh, is now the time to be building my wealth? Is now the time to be deferring this, you know, and just sticking to the job and carrying on trading time for money? But the opportunities are always there. I mean, furlough is there to really try and protect the economy and protect livelihoods. And you've still been in the same position. And just concentrate on adding value. You know, if you can focus on value, you're always going to be able to create more value for yourself. Wealth flows to value. So even if temporarily you stay where you are, you know, play your heart out for the team you're in. Talk about teams, by the way, Chris. I don't know, while you were away, did you hear that Newcastle United had been taken over?
I was getting some funny WhatsApp messages and I had no idea what they're all about with all these Newcastle players on them. But now I know, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know somebody just bought out the club for 300 million, but I think there's a 400 billion war chest, which means the team I support and, you know, that 50,000 number of people we want to help build their wealth, which is my visualization of St. James's Park being filled with people enthusing about their own wealth building activities and trying to positively infect others for good rather than COVID affecting us for bad. Well, that team's going to be supported now with a bit more money. And somebody jokingly said, were you part of the consortium, Kev?
Well, maybe that stadium might increase to slightly larger than 50,000 in the near future.
No, but, you know, joking aside, look, if you're an employee out there, there are so many opportunities, and the opportunities will always come from thinking about how you create value for others. And that's always the case, whether you work in a team, whether you're looking to build another asset of property or whether you're looking to build an asset of business, you know, there's always the deal winds blowing on business, isn't there, right? So if you're a business owner, you're feeling, well, there is no government money, so you're going to be left to your own devices. You're going to be feeling the economy's going to be tough. You're going to be feeling that whatever money you've got in your bank account isn't going to go too far because interest rates are so low. You're going to be worried about inflation and all sorts of different things. But, you know, the whole thing about business is you expand your way in your business life to create more value for more people. It's exactly the same thing. And there are many ways that business owners are now able to look inside of whatever they're doing. I mean, look at our business owners, not just this one who we just talked about who saved 15,000, but business owners who've got some money, they've kept back for, you know, difficult times. Instead of just sitting on that money and getting 0.1%, what if there was a way that they could lend that money to other, let's say, property people who've been struggling to get access to funds, and they could lend that money and be a banker and become their own bank and participate in another industry, which is the banking industry, and lend their money out, which I frequently do at, say, 10 or 12%. Well, let's say it's 10%. If you're getting 0.1 in the bank, but you can become the bank and get 10, you're getting 100 times more return on your money for taking a little bit of time to understand how you can become like a banker. And this is the skill that when your own business is under some difficulties, you can expand your business and entrepreneurial skills into looking into others. And I would encourage anybody to be looking to build other assets and diversify so you don't see the business that you're in is the only asset. So many business owners I meet have a tunnel vision view that their business is their baby, their business is their wealth, their business is their, but it isn't. The biggest asset they've got is the, you know, the real estate between the two ears. So they've got the brain power to see other opportunities. And that's really what I do. And that's what we try and teach, is to see outside that box and take your business building entrepreneurial skills, and you create more leverage and more value from other ideas. And this is the joy of being in business, right? You can be flexible, you can pivot, you can change direction really very quickly. So definitely that would be one I would encourage people to look at and become a bank, or at least explore that idea about how you could help others.
Yeah, I'd just like to pick up on a point, actually, Kevin, going back almost to the employees there and the business owners, is if you're an employee but you want to get into business, then one of the perhaps best ways could be to try and find that opportunity at work and almost partner up with your employer. And that's what we call being an intrapreneur, right? And I think after COVID, a lot of people now returning back to the office place. And the way of working has changed so radically that I'm sure if people look around and think, is there a way that we can run this business differently? We can cut costs, we can save some money here, and then negotiate some of those savings with their employer up front. There's a great way of generating an income stream there for them and kind of learning the ropes of business in the current environment.
Yeah, listen, that's just a great point you make. And I know later on this month, Chris, we're meeting with our whole team and giving them the vision of what we're doing and empowering them to be part of what the business is doing, not just to be receiving, you know, instructions on what to do. And while we've got that kind of empowering thought within our own team, you could create that thought within the team you're working in and use that creativity to either find a way to add value or reduce costs, both of which are adding value. Or if you're working from home and increasingly spending 2 or 3 days, you know, at home as opposed to working in an office, then save that commuting time and use that time to leverage your knowledge and create more opportunities. And those opportunities will abound. Let's talk about property for a moment. You know, we've seen the challenge with property. We've seen that those people who, let's say, have got a property portfolio, have seen that there's been an embargo on those on evicting tenants. Not that we're encouraging that act, but we know that some tenants have taken this time to not pay rent, and that's been, you know, it's been some negative for some people, but that's all gone now. So, you know, we're definitely seeing people taking back more control, doing much more with their property now. But the thing is, whenever we have hard and difficult times, it's often the straw that breaks somebody else's back. And we'll find people who are tired now of wanting to be a landlord, tired of wanting to continue doing things in the way they're doing. And you can find ways that can solve their problem. Just look at, you know, the fantastic work we've seen from Stephanie. And you wanted to mention one of our members, Stephanie, who's just been won some awards for this.
Absolutely. Well, Stephanie Taylor, who's been a previous guest on Wealth Talk, of course, and we'll share the link to that episode. But Stephanie posted in our Wealth Builders Academy community that she's just won the Inspirational Person of the Year. And that was at the Potential Unlocked Awards of 2021. So fantastic achievement. And so nice to see all the other members, you know, congratulating her in the group there.
Yeah. And of course, you know, she's written a book specifically about this concept of rent to rent, which is identifying landlords who are tired and maybe got crusty properties and crusty dispositions themselves, maybe, and they want to freshen that up. And you can take that control from them, pay them a fair rent, but you can make more money. And this is the art of being a wealth builder. You create leverage, you create more value from what already exists. And that's a great skill she has, and it's a skill you can learn even in a few hours a week that you find by changing your working practices. So, you know, there's no shortage of opportunity, Chris. There never has been, there never will be. And I think those people who will always see themselves as a victim, always see themselves as being at the mercy of things, will come out of the woodwork now. But I think true wealth builders will see the real opportunity and not worry about that wind, but will set their sail in a different way and create more power from that wind, as opposed to just listening to the bluster and kind of getting fooled into this winter of discontent, which I'm sure we're going to see play out in the press in the coming weeks and months, particularly as, you know, flu comes up as well as another issue. And we're going to hear lots of things. So I'm just going to try and get people to set their mind on the positives and get into a community of positivity rather than you and other community. Interesting enough, Chris, talking about positive communities and so on. I mentioned last time that I'll be going to the House of Lords to talk about pensions with some other people, and that's not an interesting subject, but nonetheless, it's a big issue. And interesting, it's been chaired by Baroness Ros Altman, who was the pensions minister, and she recently did a post saying it's about time that people got interested and felt proud of their pensions. And I'll be raising the subject of SAS with her when I see her next week and say, you know, is that something that, you know, she knows more about, and she can see that people take control of their pensions, not being at the mercy of things, is a very positive thing to do. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. And just again, remaining on property for a minute there, Kevin, and we know that there might be more homelessness coming and evictions, repossessions, but you know, again, if you're in property already, then it could be looking at different strategies. And we had Lisa Brown as a guest back on episode 81, and Lisa was talking about supported living. And, you know, that's something that we've seen become much more popular and obviously really supporting those people who are finding it difficult out there at the moment.
Yeah, there's some dangers, though. I definitely see some real danger that people will be suckered into things. And I'm not casting aspersions at any people, but I think with currencies under increasing pressure from inflation, we're going to see quite a ramping up, I think, of marketing around crypto, which will mean that some people will be tempted by FOMO, the fear of missing out, to invest in things they may not know enough about. So I'm not saying cryptocurrency is good, bad, or indifferent. I have no view to share on that, except that you must not, in my view at least, just dive into something because you fear missing out. And I'm beginning to see this message being peddled a little bit out there. So be cautious. By all means, it makes sense to learn about cryptocurrency, learn about the various language that's out there. You know, go to trusted sources to get this information. But don't be tempted to jump on an alternative bandwagon and go in a different direction just because the wind is a bit chilly at the moment.
Mm. And another word that I hear popping up quite a lot, Kevin, is inflation. And with your economist background, what are your thoughts around where things are heading in that area?
Well, look, inflation is always a wealth killer, right? Because, you know, whatever you're earning, your money has to work even harder to combat the impact of inflation. But whatever inflation is, and we're hearing rumors of a sort of a 4% level, but typically for those people who are taking entrepreneurial decisions, they're following the wheel of wealth, they're getting their education, they're getting unbiased support, they're feeling connected in the community, they're doing appropriate due diligence, they are typically getting substantially higher than that as a return on their investment. So if you're continually making more money than inflation, you're gaining. If you're leaving your money on deposit, you're investing in traditional ways, it's going to be more challenging to make a headway against that kind of inflationary, almost a handbrake on your money, really. So you've got to find ways to improve what you're doing, and that always starts with education.
Yeah. And the other, you know, topical thing that always comes up is the interest rates and what's going to be happening to them, and how should you be preparing yourself for a potential rise in the interest rates?
Well, that's an interesting one from a macro perspective, because governments right now, you know, they're borrowing trillions, you know, not billions, but trillions. So they'll be keeping interest rates as low as possible for as long as possible, because that impacts on the cash flow of a country. If you've got higher interest rates, they've got to pay more interest to keep the economy turning. So I think interest rates will stay low for a long period of time, but nonetheless, in the end, interest rates, you know, will inevitably rise as the you can't get lower than zero, can you really? So interest rates will rise. So we must always keep in balance what we're doing and keep a sense check on the interest rate, particularly if we're using leverage of any kind. So these are all common things, but I'm not expecting any upward pressure on interest rates in the short term, Chris. That's just from what I see, but you must make your own view and see what you think.
Okay, so just to recap then on some of the positives out of the potential dark winter that we're heading into, Kevin. So we're saying, you know, look at your own assets that you currently have in your life. That could be your home, it could be a pension, could be your current investments, properties. We know the seven different assets, the pillars that are out there. And most people are sitting on something that is not leveraged as much as it could be. So always looking at what you've got currently. And then, of course, partnering and working with others, collaborating is a way to, you know, as you say, be your own bank and lend money to others as well. And opportunities, certainly within the property market, there will be tired landlords out there and there may be some opportunities there to, again, work with them, collaborate with them and find some deals. Any other opportunities?
Yeah, I think, you know, with the way that it's easy to create business now, with the use of technology, if you spot a niche and you realize, Chris, that a niche and being outstanding in the niche is one of the key components of an excellent business, then you can turn your attention to solve that problem really, really quickly. So you don't have to be, you know, creating a hugely established business with high overheads and high costs. You can be pretty lean and mean and spot those opportunities in all sorts of ways. So I think just look for where there are problems, and wherever there are problems, there are always opportunities because people need the solution to the problems that you can see. So have a think about that. If there's something you want to share with us, if there's something that you see as an opportunity out there that you want some help to reach out to and try and solve, then let us know and we'll do our best to connect you. And we're always looking for opportunities because that makes life more about seeing the benefit that you can bring to others rather than seeing the worry to yourself.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode. And as always, if you've got comments, if you want to get in touch, then one of the best ways is within the Wealth Builders Facebook community. So head to wealthbuilders.co.uk/Facebook. And Kevin, I guess we'll catch up next week, same time, same place.
Looking forward to that, Chris. And until then, my friend, see ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that we are constantly updating our resources inside the Wealth Builders membership site to help you create, build, and protect your wealth. Head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership right now for free access. That's wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership.